right, so with that, I will call the special meeting of the Dairy Township Board of Supervisors to order on Tuesday, September 24th, 2024, at approximately 8:15 p.m. And our first order of business is the Pledge of Allegiance again. So if everybody would like to stand and let's offer the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Mr. Christman, if you wouldn't mind taking the roll.
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
And Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
There are four present, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Just as a reminder, all of our Dairy Township Board of Supervisors meetings are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. So our only agenda item this evening is the consideration of the appointment to fill Mr. Abruzzo's vacancy for the position of Township Supervisor. Mr. Christman, I think that you put together at least a little bit of background in terms of how long the term is, and if you wouldn't mind just a brief background.
Certainly.
On what we're filling this evening.
Certainly. Thank you, Madam Chair. As you're aware, Supervisor Abruzzo did notify the board that at its regularly scheduled meeting on August 27th that it was his intent to resign from the position of Township Supervisor effective at the close of the board's regularly scheduled business meeting on Tuesday, September 24th. As you're aware, Section 407B1 of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code, the Board of Supervisors is required to accept by majority vote a resignation letter at a public meeting, which this board did do earlier this evening. The Board of Supervisors directed the administration to prepare an advertisement for the solicitation of resumes for the vacant position, which ran in the township's e-news website and social media channels. That application period closed on Friday, September 6th at 4 p.m., and the township received a total of 12 applications for this position. With an intended appointment this evening, the new supervisor would be serving a term of 14 months, and this position will be on the ballot for the 2025 municipal election cycle. At this point, Madam Chair, I'm going to turn it back over to the supervisors to discuss the applications as you've received them. And if there's an individual that comes to the forefront, this is your opportunity to appoint that person to the board. And just kind of procedurally, the appointment would be made this evening. The individual that would be appointed would be required to be sworn in either at the next board meeting or by a notary public prior to the next board meeting. And subsequently, at that next board meeting, we will reorganize the new Board of Supervisors to set the positions for chair, vice chair, treasurer, secretary, all of those things. So.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Christman, for the background. And on behalf of all of us, we want to thank all of the candidates that submitted resumes for our consideration. In reviewing those resumes, I think maybe we as a township might have been better served to be a little bit more clear, because I thought in looking at through some of the resumes, I was honestly surprised that there was not a lot of overlap between those who submitted resumes for Township Supervisor and those who serve on our volunteer boards and commissions. I think looking through the resumes, we are very, very thankful for those who are willing to come and serve on those boards and commissions. And I thought I'd provide just a little bit of background about what we do here. Chris Abruzzo is a great example of that. He works a full-time job, and he put hours and hours and hours into being an amazing supervisor for a very long time here, serving the residents of Dairy Township. Dairy Township Board of Supervisors are paid a $75 stipend for every advertised Board of Supervisors meeting. So that averages about $150 a month. There's no pension. There's no health benefits or insurance. We serve on a number of volunteers and commissions, and we spend a lot of hours of additional meetings preparing for hearings, communicating with our residents, and we're just really thankful that there's a lot of people that are willing to put their names into this process and are willing to make those sacrifices on behalf of our residents here in Dairy Township. So I want to thank everybody. which definitely made us appreciative of those volunteers who serve humbly on our boards and commissions. And I hope that those who are not selected this evening will consider applying for those positions in the future and getting more involved. This board is in a very different position than it was back in 2020, the last time an appointment was made. The four of us are experienced supervisors who work really well together, and we agree a lot more than we disagree. We're respectful of each other and our viewpoints, and we wanted to add a person with a similar vision for Derry Township, a vision that maintains the charming, small-town, bucolic feel of this community, and a colleague who will make each decision with the understanding that every dollar this township spends was hard-earned by our taxpayers. So with that, I would like to open it up to our fellow board members and see if there is a nomination to be made or if there's any additional discussion that board members would like to offer.
I'd like to offer a nomination. I move that the Board of Supervisors appoint Dominic Giovanello to fill the vacancy for the position of Township Supervisor with a term expiring on December 31st, 2025. Dom grew up in Derry Township. He's witnessed the growth, development, and traffic issues that face the board. He's been involved in drafting decisions for the Zoning Hearing Board, and he's currently raising a young family and is committed to serving Derry Township and the board.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I will second that.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there any additional comment or concern?
I just want to echo what you said before. I want to thank all the applicants. They were all very interesting to read, very well qualified. It was a very hard decision. I know the singular discussions that we had one-on-one with ourselves, it was a very hard decision.
Okay.
But I think that's the best decision we can make at this point.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Okay. Any additional comments?
Nothing to add except to echo what both Carter said as well as Rick. Thank you. I appreciate everybody submitting their paper and being considered.
Okay. With that, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none, the motion passes. And we will swear in the new supervisor at the next meeting on October 8th. Thank you, everybody. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. We do have a portion for visitor and public comment. So anyone here this evening that would like to offer public comment, please do so. You're welcome to come up to the podium, offer your name and address, and podium is yours. Okay, seeing as no one has come forward, that moves on to adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I will make the
okay.
motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second? Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. And we are done for this evening. Thanks, everyone.